Facebook has invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. In the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts. Learn more about their ongoing work at about.fb.com/safety.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Black Friday is behind us, Hanukkah is halfway through, and Christmas will be here before you know it. And if you still need to get presents for friends and loved ones, well, things might be a bit harder this year. Supply chain issues and shipping backlogs mean the perfect tech gift might not be as easy to come by. Luckily, on today's show, our personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown will be here to talk us through some last-minute tech gift alternatives. That's after these headlines. Twitter is banning users from sharing photos, videos, and other private media of another person without their permission. The company said the move is aimed at improving privacy and security on the platform. To decide if material violates the new rule and needs to be taken down, Twitter will need a first-person report or a report from an authorized representative. The new rule doesn't apply to public figures. The change comes a day after Twitter's co-founder Jack Dorsey stepped down as CEO. He was replaced by the company's chief technology officer, Parag Agarwal. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, has been ordered to sell Giphy, the animated images company it bought last year. The UK competition regulator said the acquisition could reduce competition in the social media advertising market. Facebook said previously it would operate the company as a separate entity and allow other social media sites to access Giphy. In a statement responding to the regulator's decision, Meta said it was considering all options, including appeal. And the hottest real estate market isn't in a big city or a scenic oasis. It's in the metaverse, the digital realm where supporters think we'll live, work, and shop in the future. Investment firms are snapping up land in virtual worlds and paying a lot for it. On Tuesday, Republic Realm, a firm that develops real estate in the metaverse, said it paid $4.3 million for land in the virtual world Sandbox. It's the most valuable digital land deal publicly disclosed so far, beating out the $2.5 million sale of Decentraland's Fashion District just a week ago. Our reporter Conrad Poutsier says investors are taking a risky bet that getting in early will make them a lot of money.
The hope is basically to buy in now and then, hopefully, from the investor's perspective, more users are going to join these virtual worlds. They all want to go shopping. They all want to have houses close to their friends' houses at the best locations. And then the value of all this real estate that these investment firms own is going to explode, and they can charge more in rents and they can sell homes for more. Now, of course, there's also a lot of risk involved in this. For example, if you buy normal real estate in the real world, it can go down during crises, but it never goes down to zero because there's always some sort of demand for real estate. But in the virtual world, the value could actually go down to zero, hypothetically, because if people stop using this particular virtual world and stop going there, your real estate's going to be worthless.
All right, coming up, what to buy when the tech gift you wanted to give is already sold out. We'll have some backup gift ideas. That's after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Betterment, a full-service 401k provider. Attract and retain talent by helping your employees save for retirement and more. No business is too small to get started. Learn more at betterment.com/401k.
We're in the midst of the holiday shopping season, but companies that make many of our favorite and most coveted gadgets are dealing with all sorts of issues, from a lack of computer chips to backlogs at ports and heavy demand from consumers. All of that means it's going to be harder to get some of the most in-demand tech gifts for the holidays this year. But don't worry, because we're joined by WSJ personal tech reporter Dalvin Brown, who's been looking into some last-minute gift alternatives for the tech lovers in your life. Hi, Dalvin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So lay out the scene for people who haven't even started thinking about this yet. How bad is the situation for buying some of the most popular gadgets this year?
Yeah, well, this year is shaking out to be a tough one. Gadget retailers have been telling people for months to get their shopping done earlier this year due to the ongoing computer chip shortage. And in fact, Adobe Analytics tracked how often things were sold out this year, and they found that out-of-stock messages were up 250% compared to, like, before the pandemic. And this was just in October. So, you know, as we get closer to Christmas, the situation is expected to worsen.
Yeah, that's a really high number of out-of-stock things. What are some of the hot-ticket items that we're already seeing shortages on?
You have Sony's PlayStation 5, Microsoft's Xbox Series X, the Nintendo Switch. Lots of gaming devices have just been tough to find on store shelves this year. But you also have companies like Apple and Google experiencing some delays. So it runs the gamut.
Okay, well, what if you just have to buy this? There's somebody in your life who just absolutely needs, you know, the PS5. Is there a way to get them?
Yes. So you can try inventory trackers like BrickSeek.com or HotStock.io. These platforms can send you notifications whenever there's an item out of stock, when it's back in stock, at a wide range of retailers. So that way you can get the item before others do, or at least try to. And then you could also resort to Craigslist, eBay, Facebook Marketplace. If you just have to, just know that those items and sellers are harder to vet. So you have to be more careful, and you're also more likely to see the item you're looking for, but it'd be more expensive than buying it from a store. So those are some things to keep in mind.
Does that mean that shoppers are just going to have to keep, you know, hitting the refresh button to see if it comes back into stock or if a new website has it?
No. So that's how BrickSeek and HotStock.io work. They'll send you a notification to your phone and say, you know, this thing is in stock now on Target. They can send you a text. They can send you an email. If you have the website open on your desktop, they can send, like, Audible notifications to let you know, get to your computer and order this thing now. Otherwise, yeah, it might just be a refresh game.
What about older versions of gadgets? I mean, I realize as a present, everybody wants the newest thing, but if you can't get it, are older versions acceptable?
Yeah, that's certainly one way to approach it. So if someone wants the new Apple Watch, you don't have to get them the Series 7. The upgrades over the previous generation were pretty small, and most people wouldn't even notice the difference. You could also look at the latest iPhone 13. If you're having a harder time getting the one you want, an older generation is just fine. Same thing with the Google Pixel. You might be missing out on some of the freshest features, but overall, these phones have worked pretty well for the past several years. So going with an older generation or even like a refurbished model wouldn't be a bad idea.
What were some other swaps, maybe if you can't get the name brand gift or you can't get exactly what you wanted? Did you come up with any kind of replacements that you might swap in there?
Yeah, so if you can't get the PS5 or the Xbox Series, you know, the latest, hottest gaming device, Meta, formerly Facebook's Oculus headset is a great place to go. There's tons of games. It's really immersive. And as Meta moves toward the metaverse, you know, why not get someone a piece of it? So that's one idea. Just going for, you know, a different type of experience that's still, you know, truly immersive and just fun all around.
What about gift cards? I mean, is that just completely copping out?
It doesn't have to be. So I was speaking to some shopping experts who told me that if you want to get someone a gift card, or, you know, you could possibly think of it as an IOU. So if your big tech item isn't arriving till after the new year, maybe a gift card can be just like a little trinket hinting at what's to come. One idea is to, you know, print it out or print out a photo of, you know, the gift that's coming and attach it to it, you know, and box that and put it under the tree. So, you know, I think the idea there is to also think about what types of devices people already have. So if they have an iPhone, you can get them an iTunes gift card, you know, just trying to find ways to make sure that the gift card that you're getting people is actually useful. And yeah, you can be creative with how you hand it to them.
What about subscription gift cards? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Microsoft actually has an Xbox Game Pass that gives gamers access to dozens of titles and is accessible on a PC and an iPhone for $15 a month. And so, you know, getting someone something like that would be really helpful, especially if you're waiting for, you know, the new Xbox to arrive. You know, this monthly pass would give people access to games right away on a device that they already have.
All right, so let's lay this out a little bit. If you did order your gadgets, or if you want to order your gadgets and you still haven't, when are people actually going to see them? When is this problem maybe going to ease a little bit? When do we actually get our presents?
Yeah, good question. So, yeah, that is a really good question. It really depends. So some retailers, like, you know, Apple, you might still get your device before Christmas. But, you know, if the website says it's likely coming in January, it wouldn't be coming until January. Same thing with Google's latest Pixel phones. Some of them, if you want them, you have to join a wait list. And so who knows when that might lift. So the moral of the story is get in early, get in as quickly as you can. Otherwise, this might be an IOU kind of Christmas.
I think the moral of the story for my friends and family is I should have done my shopping earlier.
That too.
All right, that's our personal tech reporter, Dalvin Brown. Thanks for joining us, Dalvin.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.